The Super Bowl is set, SAG Awards winners, and Team USA is heating up. This is a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
What's up, Jennifer? It's Monday. Welcome back.
Welcome back to you as well.
Tell you what, coming off a three-day weekend, it's kind of like...
It's a little rough.
A little rough, yeah.
All right, coming off a two-day weekend, it's even a little rough.
Well, I spent my day yesterday watching football, and the Super Bowl is all set. It's going to be a surprise. The New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. Big game will be played on February 4th. And, the Pats beat the Jaguars 24-20. That was kind of an exciting game. Of course, the Patriots came back in the final minutes to win. And
you sound so down about that.
You know, I'm so sick of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots, who are they?
I know, right?
Never heard of them.
The Eagles beat the Vikings. They beat them so bad that they may actually still be scoring on them right now.
Embarrassing.
It was quite the Vikings came out fast and they scored right away, and then bam, the Eagles didn't even look back. They just kept scoring and scoring.
Are you guys even aware of what we're doing?
Right. It would have been kind of cool if Minnesota could have pulled it out, because then they would have gone to the
home turf.
Yeah, it would have been in Minnesota, their brand new stadium, and that kind of would have been cool. And I've got a few Minnesota ties, so I guess out of all the teams that I was hoping would win yesterday, the Vikings would be the one, I guess.
Right. You know? Yeah, my sister and her family are up there as well, and I thought, all right, we'll give it to them.
Right, that would be cool, you know? I mean, if the Bears can't do it.
No dice.
I can't think of two teams that I less want to watch in the Super Bowl.
Would you go so far as to say you might even boycott the Super Bowl?
I'm not boycott as much as I may. You know, I may actually be paying more attention to the ads than the actual game itself.
Because, isn't that what everyone does anyways?
You know, I'm a football
fan. If you're an actual football.
I love a good football game, but this year, maybe not so much. So tired of watching the New England Patriots win and Tom Brady and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Anyway, here's something of note, which is what's pretty interesting. In Philadelphia yesterday, they greased their poles. And get your mind out of the gutter over there. What I'm talking about, Jennifer, are the light poles, the light posts.
I don't know.
It's that sly chuckle over there. I know you, and I know that can't be.
Yeah.
That's not safe for Morning Feed, I think. what they did is on some main streets where they knew that people were going to be celebrating and coming out there, people were out there with buckets of Crisco, putting grease on the lamppost so that people couldn't climb them.
That sounds so dangerous. What if some of that Crisco got out onto the street? People who didn't want to climb poles tripped and fell. I don't know. It seems very dangerous.
I'm not
to
even
me.
A pole climber. Hurt me.
A typical walker, you know. But.
See, you're always thinking about the other people. I am.
One step ahead.
What
could go wrong? Well, luckily.
I think they're doing this so that. See, there's this video from like 2009 or 2008 when the Phillies won the Super Bowl, when the World Series, rather. And this guy, the streets are just packed, and he climbs the pole, and he goes up, and he's on like the stoplights, the traffic signal pole, and somebody throws a bottle and nails him in the head,
and he goes
tumbling down. And you would think that would be enough to never climb a pole in Philadelphia. But apparently they felt they needed to grease the poles there to stop people from doing it.
Like, you know, people are still going to do dumb things. Right. We better get ahead of this.
Right.
You know, after going to the Hawks rallies and the Sox and the Cubs, I've seen some pretty dumb things.
In Chicago, though, we, for the most part, stay off poles.
Yeah.
There's a few.
I've seen some people climb on top. Well, bus you know.
Buses, yeah. We climb on other things. All right. We stay up the poles, but grease everything else. Right. All right. What else happened over the weekend? The Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Yeah. Some highlights. I did not see it. Just FYI.
The interest of full disclosure. What I'm about to report on, I did not see.
I know nothing about now. But yeah, some big highlights. Sterling K. Brown, an emotional night for him. First African-American to win for Outstanding Male Actor in a Drama Series for his role in This Is Us. When he accepted the award, he said he's happy his TV family is not like the family in a popular movie.
You guys feed me day in, day out. You raise the bar. To my white family, which thankfully is nothing like the family from Get Out. I love you.
So referencing the movie Get Out.
Yes, yeah, gotcha, exactly.
Gotcha.
So, and he was a double winner. He also won This Is Us won an ensemble award. So,
you know, do you watch that show?
I haven't. I can't emotionally get myself, based on everything I've seen on Facebook and the reactions.
There's some cheap tears, but it is a pretty good show.
It does,
and he
yeah.
does a great job. He's really good in it. So
yeah, I should
good
check it out. Yeah. I just there's so much reaction to that show.
I'm
going to put it off for a little bit. Allison Janney won SAG Award for Best Supporting Film Actress for her role in I, Tonya, and I thought she was excellent.
Playing the
in
crazy
that
mom,
role. Yeah.
After seeing her actual mom, it's pretty amazing. It's like
dead-on.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the big winners of the night, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, winner of Best Film Ensemble. And Frances McDormand won for her role in it, Best Actress.
This is really great, and I thank you. I come out of the woods every few years, and you invite me to the party. But there's a lot of young ones coming up, and they need doorstops, too. Let's think about that.
So, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So, and Sam Rockwell won as well for his role in the film. He won Best Supporting Actor. So.
That looks like it's going to be the big one. And a lot of people say the SAG Awards are kind of like the, you know, the crystal ball of the Oscars.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see how that. I mean, that movie when it came out got great reviews and stuff. So
yeah,
you know,
it's gonna be I think a big year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you know. Ever since Fargo, Frances McDormand has been one of my favorite actresses. So
yeah,
so good
she's
for
great.
Her. Yeah. All right, moving on. Team USA, the Olympics coming up. The Winter Olympics in Seoul, South Korea, Pyeongchang. USA Today is claiming an exclusive on this, so let's get that credit where credit is due. Thank you to USA Today. But anyway, Ralph Lauren again designing the Team USA uniforms that they're going to wear during the opening ceremonies. Only this year, they're going to be heated.
That's awesome.
I know, right? What a great idea.
That's awesome.
I can't believe that this hasn't been a thing already, just in winter wear,
right.
You know? You know, and I've always thought about it. I'm like, you can make an electric blanket. Why not a jacket,
yeah.
right?
Besides using those little like foot warmer,
not that those things aren't, don't
and,
work great, but,
but
those little
but,
cruncher things,
yeah.
Anyway, U.S. Olympic and Paralympic athletes' uniforms will be embedded with wearable heating technology that will actually warm them up. They're red, white, and blue down parkas, and they're equipped with a button on a slender battery pack inside that they just push the button, and they get an instant and apparently long-lasting burst of heat.
Nice.
So there you go. They're calling it the most technologically advanced jacket ever produced.
Oh my gosh.
So there you go.
Good deal. Well, in other technology news, this is just unreal. The Amazon Go store is officially opening today in Seattle, same building as Amazon's headquarters.
I was watching some of the footage of the actual store itself, and it's
so unreal.
Weird.
I would feel so uncomfortable. So, well, for those of you who don't know, there's no cashiers in the store.
Yeah,
like you're on your own. You walk in, you scan your phone with the Amazon Go app, and then like I think as you walk in, pick out what you want and leave.
Yeah.
So if you scan, you know, then you're in the store, you pick up an item, decide you don't want it, put it back. It knows.
Yeah.
That just feels so strange. Like you're just walking out of the store.
Amazon says it's its answer to millennial shoppers.
Yeah.
This is what millennials want.
Yes.
Apparently.
Don't want to wait in line and, you know,
have to deal with people. My God.
Exactly.
So. I want to talk to cashier.
Make eye contact.
My God. It's a cashier.
So, it'll charge to your Amazon account and you're in and out. Yeah. So I guess there will be some people there, people making food, stocking shelves, helping customers. I'm sure people might still have questions,
especially the first time
you're shopping there.
Yeah,
are you sure I can just leave?
You know there's going to be questions.
Yeah.
All right, well, doing nothing for the employment rate in Seattle.
Yeah.
But anyway, be interesting to see how that goes and if they start opening in other places.
Definitely.
All right, for sale at the Amazon store, I'm not for sure, but I bet you can get it. It is National Blonde Brownie Day. And I'm sure they have blondies at the Amazon store.
Probably.
I'm just saying, you know, that they have everything else. So, but yeah, it is National Blonde Brownie Day. And that's the only day. We were just talking about it. We're like, how do blondies get their own day?
For real.
And there's
but
some other
like,
big ones that are sharing days, and there's like 4 or 5 of them. And...
Right.
Anyway, that's what we think about. And
as much as we like blondies, I mean, they are good, but
a whole day.
They deserve their
own. A whole day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, presidents don't even get their own day. Now they're another president's day, you know? I mean, the brownies, blonde brownies. All right. Anyhow, this is, speaking of its own day, this has been a Monday edition of the Morning Feed. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody, as always. And you can subscribe to us on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. And also check us out on Facebook. And, that's it. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.